This is Till Next Time, Sister Bernadette, The Sheila Diaries. Dear Diary, Saturday, 10th of July, 1948. I just finished my nurse's training at the London. I received this diary as a gift from a friend who also stayed at the nurse's home. She encouraged me to write my thoughts. She is engaged and has decided to wait to start working until after her upcoming wedding. Well, I've made the decision to enter the Order of St. Raymond Noctis as a postulant, and have taken up residence at the convent in Poplar, aptly named Noctis House. I prayed very hard and do believe that this is his will for me. I have been here only a short time, but it feels like much longer. I've chosen the name Bernadette. I will be Sister Bernadette. I once overheard a Frenchman call a woman that, and it sounded almost romantic. Perhaps not the right reason to pick a name, but I had dreamt that if my name were something other than Sheila, it would be Bernadette. I haven't seen the Song of Bernadette, which would perhaps be more ironic, as my favorite thing to do is to sing. I'm not, however, quite sure if there's much singing in the film, but I love to sing in chapel, as it makes me feel closest to God. I feel his presence wash over me every time I raise my voice in song. Singing also reminds me a bit of my mother and her singing in our church choir. There wasn't always singing in our home, though. I always thought if I had married and made a home that there would be singing. There would be music. There would always be music, and it would be bright. I am grateful to spend each and every day making a joyful noise unto the Lord. So I suppose, well, I never married, but instead felt called to the path of the religious life, I do in fact live in a home where there is singing, there is music, and through the stained glass the light shines brightly. I had waited a little while to write in the diary because we must give up all of our worldly possessions, but it was such a kind and thoughtful gift, so brand new. I didn't want her feelings to be hurt thinking that I didn't care for it. I really expected I would part with it once I entered the convent. I, however, tucked it away under my mattress until I decided what to do. During the great silence, I cannot seem to silence my mind or my body. I struggle to sit still. Is it disobedience to write my thoughts on paper, especially as long as I'm spending sufficient time in prayer? The convent is a nursing convent that houses other midwives, too. Sister Julianne has really taken me under her wing. She's very compassionate, and I get the sense that providing the right knowledge and care to each individual patient is very important to her. It is this nurturing nature which makes me feel quite drawn to her. I hope that I am able to approach my chosen vocation with the same understanding and proficiency as she has. I wish more women became doctors. I love the medical field, but was encouraged to take up nurses' training. I wonder if someday there will be the same amount of women doctors as men. Women see the world through such different eyes, and I believe it to be quite an asset to the study and practice of modern medicine. I do have one more confession, I'm afraid. I love to read, so I did bring a few of my favorite books with me. I love the way books smell. Set out. I did give my copy of Little Women to a young woman on the train on the way to London, but that was several years ago now. Time really does go by quickly. She wasn't so much younger than me, and she spoke to me in confidence, and it felt almost like a whisper in my ear to give her my book. For some reason, I thought she might find comfort in the story of the March Sisters. I wasn't quite sure why at the time, but it just simply seemed like the right thing to do. I've secretly kept my copy of Anne of Windy Poplars, though, as I fear that its binding would be off-putting to give it away, and I couldn't bear to think of it as rubbish all alone in a dustbin somewhere. I know that this is being outwardly disobedient, and it really is no way to start. But to give it up would break my heart a little. I feel that God might understand. The book is deteriorating from the many times I've read it. I put it in the back of the drawer for safekeeping. The name Anne of Windy Poplars feels sort of apropos, don't you think? Is that the word I'm looking for? It was the last book my mother had ever gotten for me. She was just as much about order as I am, and bought it when I was a little young for it, so she had planned to give it to me at an appropriate time. After she died, my father had held on to it. The cover is transcribed. I trace her beautiful handwriting with my finger sometimes. Some of my other books and copies of Anne of Green Gables and Avonlea circulated through the nurse's home. I'm not quite sure who ended up with them. I spent much of my time studying, while others would find time to go to dances. Perhaps I should have been a bit more worldly, seen more of the world, or at least gone to a dance or two. My friend who gave me this diary really told me to write my dreams in here. I'm a nun now. Can nuns have dreams? The world seems quite large, and I seem quite small. While I've never been too keen on holding on to things, I plan to give it over. I just might need to hold on to this diary a little while longer. After all, I've written in it now. Not exactly dreams, but thoughts. I don't know if my thoughts or hopes and dreams matter. Can they matter? There are so many rules I'm trying to get used to. I also realize that people don't always see me. I feel my true spirit to be like that of Anne Shirley, as I'm slightly rebellious, not overly so, of course, but I also desire to do the right thing, and I'm conscientious of that. People may not always see the competence hiding within me, but my medical knowledge is like that of Gilbert Blythe. That is where my confidence lies. Like me, he and Anne are very studious, which I feel great respect for. Years ago, when I first read the novel, I secretly dreamed of finding a love like theirs, and I've chosen a much different path than Anne with an E. Yours truly, Sheila, sister, Bernadette. P.S. In one of the novels, Anne wished to change her name to Cordelia. If she'd entered the order, perhaps she would have been Sister Cordelia. It might be interesting to hear of a story of two kind, slightly rebellious young nuns, imperfect but charming, named Sister Cordelia and Sister Bernadette. I wonder if many years later a young woman on a train would give her copy of her book to a stranger as a gesture of kindness. That thought makes me smile. Till next time, Sister Bernadette.
Thank you for listening to Till Next Time, Sister Bernadette, The Sheila Diaries. Don't forget to tune in next week to our new episode of the TN Midwifery, A Call the Midwife podcast. Have a great day.